السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله. So this thing is very loud. I need two volunteers. No. Okay. No dates. No candy today. Okay. So you will do pizza vanilla. Okay. So we will take. We'll take this sister with the hand.
Okay, guys, come. Everyone from the wall.
Come. Okay, this is good. This is good.
Don't smile.
This is good.
We have the blue
guys. Then we will get the sister. White hijab, yes? Come. And we will get, no, move back a little bit, move back a little bit. And we will get the Ziyata. Okay, stand here. We will take these guys. So, your name again? Abrar and Ziyad. So, over a few, 5 years ago, the war started in Syria. Hundreds of thousands have been killed, and millions have been made refugees. They left their homes. So many people lost beloved ones, like their brothers, their parents, and so on and so forth. So these four guys here, they're Syrian refugees. Let's assume they're Syrian refugees. So some of them lost like a family member, a brother, a sister, so on and so forth. Their house was targeted. They lost everything, their money, family members, everything. They lost their land. And of course, their schools were destroyed because some of the airstrikes from the Russian forces, Syrian troops, they're targeting masjids, schools, houses, and so on and so forth. From what I heard, there are more than 3 million Syrian students who can't make it to school. Why? Because the schools have been totally destroyed, or because they can't walk in the street, right? So many people can't pray in the masjid because the masjids are either destroyed or it is not safe to walk in the street to go to the masjid for Jummah. Forget about toys, forget about good food, forget about sitting with your family or playing outside, right? So what they try to do, most of them are locked inside, they cannot leave Syria. Those who are fortunate enough to leave and go to neighboring countries like Lebanon, there are so many who have been to Turkey. Turkey has received, if I remember correctly, over 1.5 million by now, 1.5 million Syrians. Also, there is the good example of Canada. We received over 32,000 so far, and the Canadian government is promising to receive more. But this is the good part of it. But most of the Syrian refugees, and we're talking about millions of them, they are not lucky enough. Some of them die in the Mediterranean, they drown. You have seen so many stories, and you have seen the pictures, the guy who was on the, you know, off the, you know, the coast of Turkey, who drowned. Some make it to Europe and they are not well received. I've heard about so many Syrian camps that have been burned up, and if there are so many cases, there is one reason, in my opinion, that someone did it. If it happened in many places on the borders of some countries, it means that some people inside that country are not welcoming of these people. This week, there is a member of parliament or a congressman in the U.S. who is trying to pass a law in the U.S. to stop receiving Syrian refugees. I'm not sure if they received any of them, but he would like to say basically that Syrian refugees are not welcome in this country because, number one, they are going to take our jobs, and number two, they are going to be a threat to all of us. Okay. There are so many things that we can learn from all I mentioned. Number one, it can happen to any one of us. I know that you, your parents or your families immigrated from somewhere else, Africa, Asia, Europe, maybe Latin America, from different places, and it can happen to any one of us, right? Even in the US, even in some places in Europe, some people, like, they suffer from tornadoes and hurricanes and they become homeless. So even in North America, we have these issues. So what do we learn from all these stories? Number one, I want someone to tell me. Yes. Be brave, okay? What else? Yes. Help others. So we have things at home that we don't use. Like normally, we buy stuff, clothes and stuff, and this is true for almost every one of us. Sometimes we buy shirts, we buy shoes, and so on and so forth. We end up using them once or twice a year. Sometimes we never use them. So this is a time, a good time to share with those who have less. What else? Yes. Good job, mashallah. This is an excellent point. We should send you a check in the mail. Almost all of us are so fortunate. You have a roof over your head at home. You have a place to stay. You have a family. Your dad has a job. Inshallah, I would say at least most of us. Food is prepared almost every day. You have a school to go to. The bus will go home and take you, or maybe your family will give you a ride. They give you food, alhamdulillah, you enjoy life, you have toys, you have a place to play, but there are some people in this world who have nothing of the above, nothing, nothing. So the things that we take for granted, like food, water, shelter, a place to stay, and clothing, and all these things, some people don't have access to all of these things. So as the sister said, we shouldn't be complaining and whining all the time. Like say, for example, they cooked something at home, biryani or whatever food they cook, and you go home and you have the leftovers and you start whining. Why do I have to eat this? We just ate it yesterday. I'm miserable because of you. Why do I have... Come on, man. Wallahi, people go around, they look in the garbage to find something to eat. So please stop whining and complaining. Appreciate whatever you have and say alhamdulillah and thank you, parents. Right? Alhamdulillah, we live in ni'mah and the blessings of Allah in this country, right? So we should appreciate whatever we have. What else do we learn? Inshallah, before I forget, we're getting a representative from Islamic Relief. Brother Akbar Ali is going to be here in a couple of weeks, inshallah, to talk to us how do they serve and help the Syrian refugees. They help families. Recently, we donated over 100 copies of the Quran to be given to the Syrian refugees, and also we're trying to get around 50 prayer rugs so we can give to Syrian families, inshallah, from this masjid. So, inshallah, I'm going to talk to the principal if in 2 weeks we can get like some of you or all of you to donate a dollar or two to present them to Brother Ali when he comes to represent Islamic Relief to be presented to the Syrian children, people your age who come to this country. What else do we learn? We need a boy. Yes. Alhamdulillah. We should be grateful that we are living in a great country like this, because in most parts of the Muslim world, whether we're talking about Palestine, we're talking about Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Egypt, Libya, Kashmir, so on and so forth, they have issues. Most Muslim countries, they have issues because of different reasons. I'm not going to get into the details, but Alhamdulillah, when we see all these examples and the bloodshed and the suffering and the pain, we should appreciate what we have here in this country. Alhamdulillah. We say Alhamdulillah. We'll take one last thing. Yes. I will talk to Islamic Relief to see if they accept clothes and shoes to give to the Syrian families, inshallah. Okay, tell me. Ahsan, good job. So the brother is saying basically, you don't have to buy all the toys in the world. Yes, it's good to have some toys, play games here and, you know, every now and then, but don't waste all your money on toys. Try to use the money for a good cause, to help others. So if you already have toys and you already have games, would you use $100 to buy a new game, or maybe give $50 to feed a new family? Think about it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, right? But the best thing to do is to put the point I'm telling you all this today is to put yourself in the shoes of others. What would you do if you were them? What would you expect from people if you were a refugee, like these people? All the doors are closed in your face, you lost family members, you lost your house, your town, everything, and your money. So what do you want people to do as your brothers and sisters in humanity? I'm gonna leave you with this. We'll see you tomorrow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our Syrian brothers and sisters and the rest of the Muslim world, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put rahmah in our hearts. Khalas, that we'll let them go, inshallah. No questions after I finish, because you guys are all over me. I'll answer your questions tomorrow or Wednesday, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakumullah khair.